And when amidst the plaintiff's shrieks, the ruffianly defendant speaks upon the other side. What he may say, you need mind, from bias free of every kind, this trial must be tried. Silent in court! Silent in court!
Hello and welcome to Not the Wikipedia Weekly, episode 21. This is an unplanned, well, very slightly planned episode of Not the Wikipedia Weekly. Discuss ongoing events with the arbitration committee as they unfold. First, to introduce our people here, we have Matt Vissons has joined us. Would you say hello, Matt?
Hi, everyone.
Mitch Azinia?
Here. Hello.
Seddon?
Hello.
And Shoemaker's Holiday.
Hello.
And thank you all for coming with this. Sometimes they do live breaking news, and I guess this is Wikipedia's equivalent of live breaking news. To give a background here of what's happening today, some very larger than usual surprises are coming out of the arbitration committee. Earlier today, one of the arbitration committee members posted a series of announcements to the administrator's notice board. One of them was about an arbitration case that had been held behind closed doors, announcing the results of that. And he also posted what was basically a newsletter, which had never been done before, from the arbitration committee, discussing various things, some of which are rather significant proposed changes. This was somewhat controversial in itself. There was discussion regarding the arbitration case that he announced had happened, and some discussion regarding this newsletter that he had posted. And then another member of the arbitration committee, both active members, post afterward, I have 2145, 27 June 2008, Kirill Lokshin, K-I-R-I-L-L, Lokshin, L-O-K-S-H-I-N, is another member of the arbitration committee who posted the following. The announcements made today by FT2, including both the Orange Marlin issue and various other matters, were posted without the approval or prior knowledge of the committee as a whole. Further, no formal proceeding, secret or otherwise, has taken place regarding Orange Marlin or any other editor named in that particular statement. As far as I'm concerned, these announcements have no authority or binding weight whatsoever. Not on behalf of anyone but myself, signed by Carol. There were questions following shortly afterward of whether FT2's account might have been compromised. Allison, who is a Czech user, ran a Czech user and confirmed that FT2's account was not compromised. Pretty much edit conflicting with her 1 minute afterward, while she was writing that. I said that although I was withholding any final opinion, I thought it would be very surprising if another person could imitate FT2's prose style that long or that well. He basically wrote an entire newsletter. We are awaiting a follow-up statement from FT2 or comments from any other members of the arbitration committee, current or former. Former arbitrators do have access to an arbitration committee mailing list. So let's open this up. We may have more people joining us while this is going on.
FT2 is just posted to AN stating that he believes that the decision did have consensus and that there will be more discussion when he gets back from a trip with friends.
Okay.
This is unpaid. I'll link it in the chat.
Yes. Okay. Let's do that And would you like to go ahead and read that statement in full?
It's
I've
rather
got it.
lengthy.
I'll give some it. Selections from it.
Okay, yeah, FT2 tends to... He's not terse.
He writes that the matters concerned were dealt with by the arbitration committee and will ultimately need sorting out there. Broadly speaking, I've rechecked my memory and notes and believe the matters discussed had a clear consensus by the committee. It'll be noticed that Kirill writes, as far as I'm concerned, these announcements have no authority or binding weight whatsoever. Not on behalf of anyone but myself. Kirill is correct in what he says so far as it goes. It goes so far as to say Kirill himself feels the decisions were lacking, and that may well be the case, how he feels. It may not be how it is. He basically then goes on in that line for some time. And that he claims that there is a consensus, and that Kirill is wrong, basically.
Now, I have a couple of questions here, okay? Kirill is correct in what he says so far as it goes, but he's not quoting all of Kirill's statement.
He doesn't...
Yes, Kirill also says that FT2 posted without the approval or prior knowledge of the committee as a whole. No formal proceeding secret otherwise has taken place. So, FT2 is confirming one part of the statement without commenting on another part. Because Kirill's statement is actually considerably more,
Yes. It's very hard to see what's going on here, obviously. But there definitely does seem to be egregious matters of dispute in the arbitration committee. Kirill's statement and FT2 simply are not compatible. And nor does FT2's correction... correctable way.
We have a request to join from Firefoxman. If you can discuss this a little bit more, I'm doing both varieties of hosting, both the I am speaking host and the technical side of the Skype hosting. So I'm going to open this to the floor for a moment while I go on mute and do technical duties.
Well, it's all very difficult to see. Obviously, one of the arbitrators has to be wrong in this. There's no way Kirill can say that there is no consensus and no decision was reached, and that that all of FT2's comments have no weight so whatsoever in respect to the arbitration committee, and FT2 stating that he is certain that consensus was reached. It is possible, perhaps, that FT2 posted without the arbitration committee's approval things that they had otherwise agreed on, but even still, this does not really show very good judgment or...
It doesn't look good on any side, does it?
There's no way for the arbitration committee to come out of this smelling like roses.
Well, let's set forth a few of the other rumors that are floating around now and couch them. Right now these are unconfirmed rumors. I'm not going to say what sources they come from, what venues they come from, but this is just as events on Wikipedia unfold, and I suppose this might be a document of how this kind of thing happens. This recording that we're making right now is that these things do become very suspenseful because you wonder what's going on, and you're waiting and waiting, and to read these kinds of things afterward. You become aware some of this material is red herrings, that is misunderstood. It's very dry on the screen afterward. So the